This is Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Coming up later this hour, Cricket Bows, live in the studio doing an acoustic set. We're getting them ready, getting them sound-checked, and we'll be hearing from them here shortly. In the meantime, want to tell you about something else that's happening this weekend. Telephone Magazine is turning one, and they are celebrating with a party at the Yellow Cab on Saturday night. Earlier this week, I sat down with Brian Johnson, the publisher, and a couple of the bands that are going to be performing, and we talked about the event and shared some music. So we're going to take a listen to that conversation right now. Brian, why don't you tell us a little bit about Telephone for those who might not be in the know about what's been happening the last year. Give us a little overview.
Okay, thanks. So, you know, Telephone is just like a free biweekly arts culture paper, and it's distributed all around the Dayton area. We have it in all the way up in Tip City and spots and out in Yellow Springs and all the way down to Miamisburg and pretty much everywhere in between. You can find it at your local eateries and bars and whatnot, coffee shops. But yeah, it's been really cool, you know. We've seen so much support from the community and underwriters and readers giving us, you know, feedback and everything. And, you know, we've had it's been really cool because we've had such a great opportunity to feature local artists and local musicians and really what's happening in the creative scene here in Dayton and writers, you know. And so that part's been really cool. And you know, just honestly, to get to 1 year is a big moment for us. You know, it's kind of a turning of the page for us as a magazine. You know, we can now move forward confidently and say, like, yeah, we've been around for a year. So it's been really cool.
And you're celebrating your one-year anniversary with a big event with some musical guests who we're going to talk to here in a second. Tell us a little bit about this party. It's going to be a good one.
This party, yeah, it's going to be big. You know, we got nine bands. We got Etch, Yeti, Brett Hill, Sub-X, Grand Mammoth, Icewater, M. Ross Perkins, Tino, Forage. Is that enough? You know? But also we're going to have, like, craft beer from Toxic and Yellow Springs and Warped Wing. Voodoo Taco Truck's going to be in attendance, you know, and outside of that, we actually have a lot of raffles and giveaways. Our underwriters just can't say how much they're awesome. They just came through with, you know, like over $800 worth of stuff we're going to be giving away. That's like gift certificates and, you know, events and meals and all sorts of different stuff. Like, we up Dayton gave us 10 tickets to their summit. So, like, come and, like, be a part of what's up and coming in Dayton, you know, and maybe you'll get in for free, and who doesn't like free, you know? So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on, definitely.
And in talking about the music, Yeti and Grand Mammoth are in the house. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having
Hello.
Us. Appreciate it.
Hello. Very happy to have you here.
Very happy to be here.
Now, for both of you guys, Since neither of you, well, you guys have been on with me before, but not as Grand Mammoth. But let's start off with Yeti. Yes. Give us a little overview of what's been happening with you. What's the past year been like musically?
The past year musically has been really exciting for me. I've been doing electronic music in the area for about 5 or 6 years. I started throwing parties for about 2 years, and I got a chance to move to the West Coast, to San Francisco, to further my career. And I started doing a lot of shows and festivals with the people there. And this past year, I've been getting a lot of really good feedback from some people I really look up to in music, like DJ Shadow has been playing my music out. And my music has been recently played on BBC Radio in England. Which is really cool. I'm getting emails from all over the world, and I don't know, I'm just trying to push music to another level that people haven't really felt sonically or just musically. I'm just trying to push it.
And what's this past year been like for Grand Mammoth?
Well, our original drummer, you know, stopped playing with us, so we had to find another one. So
It's been interesting, and we took also 2 months off, but it's been fun. Started playing a lot of shows again recently.
So transition year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. For both of you guys, what's it, or all of you guys, both groups, all three of you, what's it going to be like playing this party? It's a kind of a diverse lineup of music. It's going to be at the Yellow Cab, which is always like a really fun space to play in. What are you guys looking forward to about this event?
Well, I'm really excited because the people who are throwing this event have been supporting my music and a lot of people's art for a really long time, and I know they always just look for people who are doing like things that are close to their heart, and I think all the music that's going to be displayed is going to be really eclectic and a really good representation of like the best art coming out of Dayton. So I'm really happy to be a part of it.
And for you guys?
I'm really excited because I like cross-genreization like shows. A lot of shows we play, being like an early metal band or whatever, we play with a lot of metal bands, which is always a blast. But being able to play with, you know, like a harder punk band, Sub X, and then like singer-songwriter Brett Hill and Yeti, you know, electronic, and having us and everybody that's coming through, you know, Tino rapping, and Ross Perkins also doing his thing with singer-songwriter. It's just going to be awesome to play that well-rounded of a show with, like he said, with some of the best talent that I would ever want to play a show with. So that for me is really exciting to be able to even, you know, support and help out Telephone as well. Brock and I both have written or still write for them, and it's been awesome working with them. So now this is working with them in a whole different level.
A lot of crossover appeal. It's just going to be awesome, the whole thing.
Yeah. Brian, when you guys were putting this show together, was the idea always to be like, hey, let's get all of these different types of musicians together, or did it just kind of come together in that way?
Well, there was some planning in it. You know, Telephone is a very eclectic magazine, so we really wanted to display that in a way, in a live setting like this, in the same kind of way. You know, we don't have a genre as Telephone, and that's part of what we're known for, is that we will cover anything and everything, you know. So that means when we're planning a show like this, maybe I'm into punk music or maybe I'm into metal personally, but I have to look at it like this show is just a visual live representation of the magazine, you know. So that's really how we came with the idea, you know, and that's why we're going to have all the beer vendors, you know, because it's the same thing, you know. You can think one's the best, but we think they're all great, you know, and we want to show it all off. So that's really how it came together.
Nice. For our musicians, what's it like to sort of get to experience this diversity from an audience perspective, to get to, you know, maybe have a punk fan listening to electronic, or, you know, a singer-songwriter fan get to experience a more metal-based music? Is that intimidating when you've got that cross-genre crowd, or do you see it as an opportunity to kind of open people's ears to something new?
It's a total opportunity. I mean, usually electronic stuff, you know, is usually outside my listening realm. We were listening to some of, you know, Yeti stuff on the way here, and it's like,
killer, yeah,
he was killing it. Like, it's so good. So it's super exciting, you know.
Yeah, and throughout my whole music career, I've always been really influenced by these multi-genre shows, and I try to incorporate all different styles in my electronic music. Like, I've always been a real big fan of metal music as well as hip-hop and all these things. So these types of shows are exactly what I love to see in the community.
Excellent. For you guys moving forward, what is the spring and summer looking like musically? Are you guys going to be, you know, doing a lot of live stuff, working on recordings, or what's the landscape looking like? Or is that to be determined as we get a little further into the year?
For us as Grand Mammoth, one thing we're going to do is record a full track for sure. Full album. We've already done an EP with our last drummer. Now with Noah, we're ready to just push forward and put our stuff out there like that. And then also do some touring as well, with the help of the dudes from Lead Sled Customs. They also have helped us out with
immensely
merch and loaning of vans when we don't have one and stuff like that. So we'll be hitting up multiple cities this summer, but number one priority is get this album done and really, really pay attention to that, so we can finally give everybody out there what they've been bothering us about. In a positive way.
There is that little nudge of like, hey, when's the album going to come out? Yeah. I'm kind of notorious for doing that to people on the air. And Yeti, what about you?
I'm really excited about this spring and summer. This summer, around May, I'm going to start my second U.S. tour, and I'm going to be playing Emissions Music Festival around San Francisco, and then I'm going to be doing a lot of shows up and down the coast, and then be playing Bushwhacked Festival in Canada, which will be my first like show outside of the country, which will be really exciting. And then, I'm just going to be playing a lot of shows and touring. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Cool.
I'm excited.
And Brian, what's the landscape looking like for Telephone for the next year? Do you guys have like big plans for year two that you can talk about, or just kind of keep it on, keeping on?
You know, we always have stuff in the works, but timing is important. So, you know, we can't talk about everything, but, I'm just excited about kind of one big goal is to expand who we're talking to. Is like when you talk to a photographer, our photo person, Stephanie Baker, who's awesome, you know, she's going to be trying to reach out to like not just across the country, but like across the world, you know, and bring these people who are doing really cool stuff outside of Dayton, bring that to Dayton so people can see it, you know, and then, you know, match that up with another local artist or another local band, you know, to show like all of this can exist in the same area. You know, when you're in New York City, you're not looking at just, you know, people from right in your neighborhood. You're looking at people from all over the world. So that's one of our big goals is to even broaden the scope of that even more.
Relating to that, for the musicians in the house, what's it like to sort of have Dayton and Telephone be a touchstone for both the local art scene and sort of the outside art scene from, you know, all the way to across the country to across the world, and to be a part of that?
I love being a part of Telephone because, like we were talking about before, the crossing of genres and the fusion of things, which I think is always really progressive for any culture, is to bring a lot of things together and fuse it and find common ground that everyone can agree on. So I love being a part of it.
For me, it's enjoyable. I had trouble reading other things that just never caught my attention. There's always at least two or three articles in it that I really enjoy, and it's just, I know it does touch a large base of different genres of people, just like Yeti was saying. And so being a part of that and seeing what it can do and also help us with music. I mean, Brock here writing the music column, I know what he likes, but I still like to read his words, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, there's always something in there about music as well. So it's very helpful for me, and I definitely enjoy working with it.
If people are unfamiliar with your live shows and are coming out to see them for the first time, describe a little bit of what they're going to experience when they come to see you guys perform.
Well, if you're coming out to one of my shows, hopefully you'll be feeling a lot of bass if we have a really nice system. I usually play with at least like 3 or 4 subwoofers. And it's a lot of music where I try to encompass the whole range of the frequency spectrum and make something interesting happen in each one of those different spaces of the frequency that the human ear can hear, and make it as clear as possible so that you can hear the most definition. And it's going to be really complex, and it might make you think a lot about music, or it might irritate you a little bit if you don't like hearing new stuff. But if you like hearing new stuff, you'll be really excited and inspired by it, I hope.
You hear a bass at Grand Mammoth too, because we don't have a bass player. We have me and our other guitarist Tate, we switch on and off playing lead, and while one of us plays lead, the other plays an octave pedal, which gives it a bass sound. Just a real loud rock and roll and early metal, kind of mixed between early Sabbath and Mastodon, with clear vocals, no screaming. So it's a lot of party rock and roll with a lot of hair. We'll be right back.
for everybody in the house, where can people connect with you guys online? Brian, you want to start us off with Telephone?
Sure. Telephone, telephoneweekly.com. Check us out there. We have a new edition up there online every week. And then obviously we're on Facebook. It's Telephone Weekly. Look it up.
Yeah, Eddie?
I'm really active on SoundCloud.com. You can find me there at www.soundcloud.com/Yeti, which is spelled Y-H-E-T-I. And I release about 3 songs a month for free download on there. So if you want to keep up with my music, that's the place to be.
And for Grand Mammoth?
We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Grand Mammoth. That's about it.
All right. Works for me. Works for me. Well, guys, is there anything else people ought to know before they come out and see you all at the Telephone Turning One Partay?
I think it's just you got to be ready to come and have a great time. Pretty much it.
Yeah, and come out and be yourself and know that we all appreciate characters and we appreciate how people are different from each other. So don't feel like you have to be a part of it, but bring your own unique flavor to it.
As we said, just be open-minded and realize all the genres of music there, you know. I mean, maybe you came from metal, but, you know, enjoy the hip-hop act. You know, I mean, anything like that. And just come to have fun. As Brian said, with the craft beer going to be there, that's definitely my scene, so I'm excited about that as well. Just come and enjoy yourself and help celebrate Telephone's 1-year birthday.
Cool deal. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That was my conversation with Brian Johnson, Yeti, and the guys from Grand Mammoth about Telephone Magazine's 1-year anniversary party that's happening Saturday at the Yellow Cab building. All the details are on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. More music coming up here in just a few minutes. We've got Cricket Bows in the house. They're getting ready, getting set to play for you. They're going to do an acoustic set, and it's going to be awesome. But first, here's some music from Temples.